The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Greetings and salutations, DMs, GMs, referees, judges, game operations directors, and all other varieties of storytellers. This is your DM, Scott, and it's time for another DM quick tip.
It's your own portable gaming kit. I figured I would share this with you all. I happened upon this the other day while out on a quest from my grumpier colleague. Yep, DM Bill. Here's how this conversation went.
Hey, dude. Checking on the terrain and the scenarios for Rising Phoenix Game Con. Are we all set with the terrain, minis, scenarios?
Yeah.
You haven't done anything, have you? The con is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have.
Nope.
Just waiting for the paint to dry.
Nope. Get your butt to the dollar store and get some terrain built.
So I hadn't gotten anything done, as Bill suspected, but I had some really good ideas, so I traveled to the dollar store and got some terrain needs for some epic and portable sci-fi and post-apocalyptic terrain builds. Where I live, there are three stores in the same plaza which make up the holy trinity of terrain building supplies, plus there's a ringer. I am fortunate enough to have a Dollar Tree, Michaels, and Five Below down the street in the same plaza. Huge win. The ringer? Well, Home Depot, of course. If I can't get what I need at the Holy Trinity, then Home Depot will certainly have it. I load up at the Dollar Tree and head next door to Five Below. As I'm strolling through looking for 132 scale cars, military vehicles, and squirt guns, I come across a travel case for $5. This travel case is for a Nintendo Switch Lite. It's black, hard shell, is zippered shut, and has some elastic to hold the Switch. And some netting, presumably for games and other accessories. A light bulb went off. I was inspired, so I bought it. No, I'm not building terrain with it. Keep up, guys. We're on a tangent now.
Maybe that's why we still don't have terrain.
You're still here? Get out of my quick tip. Where was I? Oh, yes. So I bought it. Why, you may ask? Have you ever happened upon a game, were invited to a game, or just had a pickup game somewhere while stuck in traffic, waiting for a plane, etc.? I have. It's way cool when that happens. I looked at that and immediately thought, gaming travel case. And this works perfectly.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here's what I have in it. I have a full set of dice for D&D. Full set. Four fudge dice and extra D4s, percentile dice, and D6s. So no matter what game it is, I'm ready. I have a small notebook in there. I bet you could probably fit a deck of spell cards in there too if you're just a diehard D&D player. I have two mechanical pencils and a cardboard standee with a base. The notebook is held in with the elastic straps. I have a bundle of bags of all shapes and sizes. I managed to find an empty fudge dice bag and put my dice in there. It's a small bag and it fits comfortably in the net with the mechanical pencils and the standee. The whole kit and caboodle zips up nicely. And there's still some empty space in there too. What would I put in the empty space? Well, I don't know, maybe a cell phone charger? Why, you ask? Well, we have a ton of game systems on PDF in our Google Drive. I always have access to those books via my cell phone, so the sky's the limit with games. When you take all this stuff out, you have a decent dice rolling tray on the elastic side of the case. Pretty cool. And this case fits easily in my center console and glove box, so it's always with me, just in case.
Now, there are many ways you can put together a portable gaming kit.
And this is just one. See you next time in the dojo. You can support the Dungeon Masters Dojo in some very simple ways. Be patronizing, like Lou, and become a patron on Patreon and unlock exclusive patron content.
Or if you're like Scott and long-term commitment is an issue, you can buy us a sake, shop our merch page for DMD swag, or use our Drive-Thru RPG affiliate link next time you shop Drive-Thru RPG.
Or visit us on the web at thedungeonmastersdojo.com. There, you'll find links to all the above. Don't forget to email us and say hello.
Thanks for listening.